Welcome to Forward, a podcast by EasyCare, where we protect what moves you with your host, Corey Smith. The views and opinions expressed by guests in this podcast may not be those of the host or EasyCare and Apco Holdings Brands.
Welcome to Forward. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Manager with EasyCare. Please welcome my guest today, Arnold Garcia. Arnold, welcome to Forward.
Hey, thank you for having me here, Corey. It's always great to be on your show.
So you've been on this podcast before. We've changed the name, but we've still got the same style. But before we get into this podcast, I want you to tell our audience a little bit about you. What makes Arnold be Arnold?
Well, I think it's because I look like Santa Claus.
All right.
So I was actually talking to somebody, I think it might have been from your group, and I said, you know, it's the white keeps getting wider, right? The face keeps getting rounder. So if I just wore that red hat every day, I would just look like a Santa Claus all year long. But look, I think what makes Arnold is, first are my trust in God. I think God has a lot to do with my life and the person and the character that we want to have. And so I've been blessed with a lot of great mentors and people around my life. That for 33 years, especially in this career, have helped me to learn the do's and the don'ts, you know, made mistakes, you know, as anybody early on in the career, and you learn from them, or we should learn from them. Mm-hmm. And you learn what to do, what works. And so we build relationships, you know, that's my thing. I build relationships. I teach my team how to build relationships. And we just want to be people's friends. I know that sounds corny and crazy, but we just want to build relationships with people. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. For the most part, it does. We just want to hang out with people and get to know them and learn from them and be there when there's a problem. And so we build relationships in my world, in my life, personally, and in Petra. And we are typically there at the right time when somebody makes a mistake and that dealer owner or OEM looks at you and says, hey, do you happen to have this? And we say, yes, we do, or we can, or we'll figure it out, or we'll make it for you. And then the business relationship starts. But I'd say that more than anything, it starts out as a personal relationship. And so I don't know if I took too long in answering that question, but what makes me is God, the people that God has surrounded me with, obviously family, the team I have, and the want to build long lasting relationship with everybody that I know.
And that's really, I love that, because when we met for the first time, you're so easy to talk to, and you can just tell that you lead with passion, and I instantly gravitated to that. So you're 100% right. You lived this, not only with you, but I can tell with your team. So this is a great time to talk about this and be a part of this podcast, because what we've done together and going into 2025, I think is going to be historic, right? So what inspired Petra to pursue a strategic partnership with EasyCare, and how do you see this partnership really benefiting our mutual clients?
Well, you know, we have a mutual friend that knew Petra and obviously knew EasyCare, and he did a great introduction with Courtney over at EasyCare. And again, we started building that relationship with Courtney. I'll say this in a fun way because she'll know what I'm talking about. But, you know, we introduced her to some kois that we had in our pond. And that, I think, struck a good beginning of relationship. And so as we went down this path, you know, we realized that in your world, in your segment, right, EasyCare is one of the top companies out there. When it comes to the F&I services, the training, everything that you guys do in the dealer world that predominantly, you know, touches the dealer, but predominantly touches the owner. I mean, the assets that you manage for owners and the things that you do for him in the finance department, you guys are one of the best, if not the best. In the chemical world, in the fixed op world, we're one of the best. And I don't say that lightly. It took us time to become the best. But I know we're the best. We have the best quality, the best programs. We have one of the best trainings in the fix-up sides. You know, we know what we're doing, and it is it works, right? So when we tell a dealership, the product does X, the product does S. When we say we're going to sell this product and we're going to penetrate the market this much, we penetrate their market that much. When we tell the dealer we're going to make X amount of gross, we make that gross. I mean, what we promise, we come through. And so you have Easy Care with an incredible company with this great clientele that loves them and that they're good in the field that they're in. And you have this other company that does something that Easy Care doesn't do, right? We're in the back end, in the fixed stop, in the chemical world, service maintenance, chemical programs, and we're good at what we do, and it just made common sense to bring this together. Where yeah. We touch the front end and the back end of the dealership. So when you're talking to an owner, if it's us, you know, talking to somebody about Easy Care, he's got our confidence and our trust in Fix. And if it's you talking to somebody about Petra, he's got your confidence and trust in the fixed side, and it makes for a great partnership and a great marriage. And again, we've only been at this for I'd say fully for maybe 2 weeks. And yesterday we signed our first deal. I don't know if you heard that, but we signed our first deal with the Easy Care Group. So, and it's just the beginning. I think this is going to be an incredible, incredible partnership. That's going to be a blessing for both of us.
Yeah. And I can't agree with you more that I think our companies have the same core values and the same mission. And that was an easier, way to this relationship as well. Now, Petra is known for its commitment to making a positive impact. Could you share the story behind the funding of Petra Cares and its core mission?
Sure. So we believe in giving back. I think we've said this a few times, right? You know, I tell people all the time, I'm a capitalist, but I'm not greedy, right? So I believe that we are distributors of God's wealth, that God blesses you for you to have that nice home, that nice car, to make it in life. But he also blesses you to help those that aren't as blessed. And so we wanted to open up a charity a couple of years ago, God used a certain judge in Houston to come into the board and slap us around and tell us, look, this is what you need to do. And so Petra Cares was developed. It is a separate entity. It is a 501c3 full-blown charity. And what we do is we take kids that are exiting the foster care program or are homeless or disadvantaged, troubled kids. So if you were not adopted by the age of 10, you're probably not going to be adopted. You go back and forth from houses to agencies every 2 years. So every 2 years, this kid from 10 to 17 is just going back and forth. No direction, no hope, no parents. When he gets to 17, 18, or 19 years old, he's got to graduate or quit school or get a GED. At that point, if he graduates, the state will say, we'll pay for your university. 90% will say no. So think about that. You know,
wow.
These foster kids that have had no direction, no love, if they graduate from high school, will have the opportunity to go to college if they qualify, and the state will pay for it free, but they say no. They go, I want out of the system. I'm tired of being a number. I'm tired of going in all these directions. I want out. So 90% immediately become homeless. They're kicked out of the system. There's no more funding and they're done. These kids will either be on the streets, or they'll get in trouble and go to jail, or they'll go to a housing agency that picks them up and then says, okay, you can live here for 6 months, got to stay out of trouble, got to try to find a job, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So we pick up these kids, these basically abandoned young adults, older teenagers, that are homeless, disadvantaged, in trouble. And we bring them to Petra. We pay for everything except housing. We pay for transportation. We get them their license, clothes, food, the tuition, all of it. We bring them to Petra, and in 6 weeks, we teach them how to be a mechanic. And then one additional week, so a total of 7 weeks, on life skills, how to talk to people, conflict resolutions, how to obey your boss, how to talk to your boss, how to do an interview. And our dealers hire them. So they come in and they just hire these people when they graduate, and we do it all over again. So thanks to God and our donors, we're able to fund a program that picks disadvantaged, forgotten, the least of these youth. We bring them to Petra. We do a 7-week crash course teach them how to be a mechanic, give them some life skills, and then our great dealers hire them, and now they're placed and they are making income and are helping society instead of being a burden on society. The program has been an incredible success. In Houston, we're going to expand it in March to include accounting and service advisor courses. And by March, Lord willing, we will open up Petrocares Los Angeles, doing the same thing we do here in Houston, but in Los Angeles, which has the greatest need in the U.S. of trying to deal with these kids that are exiting the foster care program. So we're not just changing lives, we're changing generations to come. And again, it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for God and the team that we got in place, and just people that really, really, really care about these kids and love them and mentor them and hold their hand and walk them through, you know, this tough time in their life. You know, you and I may think about where we're going to eat tonight. These kids think about whether they're going to have food tonight. And so it's a whole different world, and we are blessed to be able to give them some hope in some way.
I love that, and when the first time I heard about it, I was like, "This is awesome!" First of all, you're changing the family dynamic within them, right? Instead of going down the same path of generations, right? Now they're taking a different journey, right? I just love that. And the fact that you're expanding to Los Angeles, I was going to ask you why Los Angeles, but you answered it because there's a great need there, right? Which really, really makes sense.
You know, people don't realize, to cut you off, but people don't realize this because we didn't know it either. So these kids that decide not to go to university and are kicked out on the streets, 90% of them, I'm sorry, 80% of them, will end up within 3 years in jail, dead, homeless, or sex trafficked. Their life expectancy is 23 years. So 5 years after they get out of this is their life expectancy. Our jails in the U.S. are 81% people that have touched a foster care program at some point in life. Those are the kids that we're changing lives and generations to, thanks to God. And what you just said, you just reminded me when you said this, we are truly changing the trajectory of their life because that trend and that track was going to lead to nothing good. There's no good side of that statistic. And when we come in and kind of build this new road and make them take this detour, not only are we changing their lives, but we're changing their family lives and families to come to get away from this cycle.
Yeah. Amen. In what ways do you see Petrocares aligning with EasyCare's values and mission? And how does our partnership help amplify Petrocares' impact?
Well, look, I think you guys are a caring company and caring group of people that work within the company as well. Everybody that has been here for training and actually got to see Petrocares. You have Mark Cortez, who actually spoke to the kids when he was here a few weeks ago, and you can see everybody's heart and touch. We had people from EasyCare. I said, man, I didn't know some of that stuff about Mark. You know what I mean? Everybody, when they see these kids, when you see them face to face and you see the program, something inside of you just breaks down and you're just transparent about your life and how you're so proud of them and you want them to change and you just speak from the heart and everything flows. So I think EasyCare's, the company EasyCare and the people in EasyCare, are part of that culture, part of that loving culture that wants to give back and change communities. And I think you guys are going to be a big part of it, not only in the EasyCare corporate side, but your dealers, right? Because as dealers sign up with Petra, they will be exposed to Petrocares. They'll have the opportunity to give and donate, but they will also have the opportunity to hire kids. And there's a need for 100,000 technicians in the U.S. today.
Wow. I'm sure you have a lot of stories you could tell us, but for the sake of time, what are some standout projects or success stories from Petrocares that you'd feel the most proudest of telling us about, I guess?
There's so many. Every kid's, you know, I'll send you a video and you can see it and maybe take some clips out. There's so many stories. I'll tell you one in particular. I'll tell you two in particular, but there's one kid. It's hard to pick, but I'll try to make it fast. I'll tell you three stories. Kid gets messed up with his cousin. They get into a gang, no parents, living with his grandparents. They go and steal a car, high-speed chase in Houston. Cops are after him. They're going over 100 miles an hour. The car flips. They crash. He breaks his back. He's within centimeters of going paralyzed, gets life-flighted. Jaws of life break him out of the car, life-flighted into surgery, has multiple surgeries to help him not be paralyzed. And basically, the judge comes in and says it's either Petra Cares or juvenile, right? I mean, this kid was in a high-speed chase. He picks Petra Cares, and he's a rising star. Kramer offered him a job. He's a mechanic at Kramer Automotive, and now he wants to expand beyond that, not just in the automotive world, but outside of the engineering world, and wants to go back to school. And his mind now has been open to this mass amount of opportunity that does not involve stealing a car and being in a gang, right? It's this new world that opened up for him. We have another kid that never knew his dad, lived with his mom. Mom was a drug addict. She stabs him 8 times. And so the mom gets taken to jail. He goes to the hospital, stabbed 8 times, end up at Petra Cares. We love on him. Right. And this guy came in like, look, I don't trust anybody. If I can't trust my mother, I don't trust anybody. I don't care what you say. Everybody's told me and everybody's lied. I mean, he came up obviously with a lot of stuff in his mind. I mean, he's gone through some incredible trauma. We love on him for 7 weeks. We do everything we say we're going to do. We promise everything we're going to do. And now he's an entrepreneur opening his own business. Wow. I mean, that's a massive switch from where he was to where he is today. And so we had a reunion a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago. We brought back all the graduates, about 70 of them. We brought all the graduates back, and we just ate barbecue and sat around in the training room and just talked. Hey, you know, how's your life going? What's up? Here's the thing, broke me up. I was in tears. Every single one said this: you are my family. It wasn't about the job. It wasn't about the money they were making. They all said to each other, you're my family. You're what I got. So just, I mean, it's incredible, man. What's happening in Petra Cares is unbelievable.
So let's talk about the community. Obviously, you need community engagement, which really essential for Petra's mission, right? So how do you involve Petra employees and partners into the Petra Cares and program?
So obviously everything is voluntary, right? There's no mandate, even for employees, right? If you want to volunteer, you volunteer. If you want to give, you give. It's all voluntary. It's got to come from the heart, right? So whether it's a dealership or a individual person, it's an employee, it's got to come from the heart. Nobody should be involved with Petra Cares unless you have a heart, unless you get it, and unless you feel it. The good news is, to answer your question, is when people see it, and when they come here and touch it and visually see it, they are in wholeheartedly. They see the videos. They see the kids in the beginning of the end. Like, there isn't a class that starts that you look at the beginning of the class and you wonder, my God, what's going to happen? And are we going to make it? And at the end of that 7 weeks, these are completely different kids. The way they dress, the way they act, the way they look at you, the way they cut their hair, everything about the kids changed, not just because we taught them how to do an oil change, but we gave them love and mentored them. And now they got this confidence about themselves that in 7 weeks is day and night. So when employees and dealers and vendors come in here and see that, they are sold. It touches their lives. It touches their heart. And they are in. You know, we had, I'll say the name, but we had Matt Kite come in here probably about, I would say, 6 weeks ago on our previous class. And he heard about it through automotive news, called us up, says, man, I want to go see the kids, brought donuts for all the kids one morning, comes into class, looks at all these kids. They're telling their story, where they're coming from. He is completely touched. Looks at him and said, every single one of you guys have a job with me. Here is my personal number. You call me, you have a job with me. And some of them started working on the weekends. So again, wow. You have a guy that read about the program, comes in, hears them, sees them, and he's touched and says, I want to hire all of you.
That's great. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. So looking ahead, what are some goals or future plans for Petrocares, particularly with the support of EasyCare?
Want to open up in every major city that we can. So I think with EasyCare's footprint and the dealer groups that they are involved with, it's always good if we can have a dealer group involved in the opening of a city, which we're doing in LA. So in LA, you know, with Brady Schmidt with Punta Hills, his organization, that's where we're going to start Petrocares. So with EasyCare and their footprints and the customers they have, we're going to be able to encourage groups in different cities to allow us to come in and open a chapter of Petrocares in their cities that will not only help their dealership and other dealerships, but most importantly, transform the lives of the kids in their city, which at the end of the day, transforms society.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that. How can our listeners and EasyCare partners learn more or get involved in supporting Petrocares?
So Petrocares, petra-cares.org. Everything you need to know about it is there, including videos. We also have a YouTube channel, Petra-Cares, that has all the videos, or not all, but most of the videos that we take of the kids' journey and progress and testimonials. And then donations, right? We need donations, you know, all the time. It takes about $10,000 per kid to go through the program. So if you go to petra-cares.org, there is a donate button. If you feel it, if it's in your heart, click that button and share some love.
I think it's the season to doing that, right? This is the time that we talk about, you know, giving back and believing and doing things nice for each other. So and
something
for other, people.
Other than for ourselves.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. What advice would you give to other companies looking to implement meaningful programs that give back to their communities?
Every company should do it. You know, I think there's something wrong if a company does not give back some way, somehow, right? I don't want that to be taken the wrong way, right? It's got to come from the heart. You cannot mandate it. You cannot force it. Everybody, or people within an organization have gone through something. Nobody's perfect, right? We're, it doesn't matter where you came from. You might have gone through something or difficulty or a situation in your life. Figure out. I was at a group the other day, and I met this guy, and I said, he's a dealer. Won't mention his name, but he was talking to me about his charity. And his charity is a charity for divorced dealers. And I thought, well, that's odd, right? I've never heard of charity like that. But what he was telling me is that when he got divorced, he remembers the loneliness and the situation was going through. So it didn't matter how much money you had. You were in this bubble of being like exiled. At least that's how he felt. And so he created this organization where these guys get together and help each other walk through this difficult time in their lives. I only say that to say this. Find out what your need is. Find out what your passion is. Find out the what's missing in your society. And if it touches your heart, figure out a way to solve it. If it's something like Petrocares, great. If it's helping the foster kids, wonderful. But the best way that this works is that you talk to people, you look at the needs in your community, maybe look internally and see what kind of situation you've gone through. And then you go, you know what? There are other people out there like me or like them or in this situation. And we can curb that a little bit to help everybody in society. So you got to find that passion of something that you really want, that's a problem that you want to find a solution to.
Oh, that is gold, sir. That is gold. If you want some more information, here's a website for you. It's info.easycare.com/Petra. Arnold, this has been wonderful. I mean, really touching stories and what you're doing and what your employees are doing and what you're all about is phenomenal. And I am blessed to be a part of it. I'm blessed to be a friend of yours and to know you. It is wonderful. So thank you for taking the time. I know you're super busy. We're right up against it. So I want to get into our lightning round. What are your three takeaways from this episode that we can give our audience kind of like a high level overview of what we talked about today?
And think about it, PetraCare and EasyCare, right? So I think the three highlights are this. EasyCare is an incredible company, just like Petra is. Together, it's the home run, whether you're in the variable side or fixed up side of a dealership. Together, we care, like Petra cares, and we can not only make more money together, right? Retain more customers, but we can change the world together.
Love that. How can people get in touch with you?
They can go on our website. So Petra Auto Products with an S.com. There's an info button in there. Our main number is 713-856-5700. They can call the office, say, I need somebody in sales or R&D or whatever you're looking for, preferably sales. And somebody in the sales department will reach out to you, or go to the website and enter the form and somebody will reach out to you. We also have distributors all over the world. We're in 44 countries, 5,000 dealerships, 1,320 people worldwide selling Petra. So you need us, you call us, you email us, we're going to be there.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. EasyCare is a total performance provider working alongside your team to help achieve your goals in F&I and across the dealership. We are an award-winning provider and administrator of F&I products and can provide the tools, knowledge, and training needed to unlock the potential of your dealership. For more information on EasyCare or to be a guest on Forward, please feel free to give me a call or send me an email at csmith@apcoholdings.com. Arnold, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And I'll ask this last question like I ask every guest. Will you please come back?
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Forward, a podcast brought to you by EasyCare with Corey Smith. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes are released on the 5th and 20th of every month.